Welcome to the Country Confidential Podcast. Our goal is to learn new things about the people behind the music and the artists who make it. If you love country music, you're going to love the Country Confidential Podcast. Here's your host, Shiloh Bellis.
It's our trending track winner, Tegan Gase, on the podcast this week. Tegan, congratulations on the trending track. I love the emails you sent me at the beginning of this because you kept saying, oh my God, I heard my song on the radio for the first time. So special, right?
Oh, it was the coolest. It was the coolest thing. I still remember the feeling of just hopping into my vehicle and just driving down the road. And like the radio was kind of turned down and I heard my name and I was like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Like this is me. And I've never had that before. Like it was such a cool experience. Like I've been waiting for my song to come on the radio or I knew it was going to come on or, you know, things like that. But to just by happenstance, get into your car and hear your song, it was like, holy crap, this is insane.
Are people hearing your song too and like mentioning it to you like, oh my gosh, I heard you on the radio?
Yeah, it's really awesome. I was just at my friend's yesterday and her whole family said that they heard me on the radio, and it's just such a milestone in my career, and I have you guys to thank for that. Like, I'm so thankful.
Well, you put the music out. We just chose good music, that's all. Tegan, you mentioned your entire career. How long have you been doing this professionally?
I released my first single in 2016.
Wow. That's a long time ago.
It is a long time ago, I know.
So was it like you were just sort of, you know, figured out like 5 years ago that this is something you wanted to try? What sort of led you to your first ever single release?
Well, I started working with a producer in Calgary. And him and a gentleman started up like a kind of a little management team of some sort. And I was on the part of the team. They asked me to be part of the team. And along with it came with recording a song and releasing it and all that stuff. So that's kind of how that started for me. And then I just kind of never turned back. The thrill of releasing a song and getting excited about it and it was just so cool. And so I kept going. But this release has been a huge learning curve for me for sure, because it's been a lot of hands on. Like all the other releases before were very like, you know, they kind of did it for me. It was kind of like I was left in the dark. And the most exciting part about it is releasing it yourself and learning all this stuff. You know what I mean? There's so much to learn. And I just feel like I have a better grasp of what's going on, and as you should in your own career, right? So it's just been such a fun ride.
Yeah, I often tell people that no one is ever going to care about your career more than you do. So, yeah. You know. All right, so people don't know much about Tegan Gase. I don't know much about Tegan Gase. Tell me a little bit more about your what's the craziest job you ever worked? What's a job that you look back at, you're like, man, I can't believe I did that?
Oh my gosh, craziest job I've ever worked. I don't know about the craziest. Like, I've had pretty mellow. Have I had anything crazy? I mean, working as a bartender at pretty crazy to me.
You worked at the OK Corral?
I worked at the OK Corral since 2016, and being a bartender there was crazy. Like, it was the funnest job, the best job. To go to work was exciting. It was like you were going out to party. Like, I've never been so excited to go to a job in my life. It was just so much fun, but it was very fast paced and it just went by like that. Like,
Biggest celebrity you ever served at the OK Corral?
Oh, biggest celebrity. Ooh. Huh. I saw Aaron Prochet. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
At the OK Corral.
He's a cool guy.
I'm trying to think who else I've seen there that was really awesome. I've seen some really cool people there.
Well, everyone's
Jay Eagleson was cool to see.
Everyone's played there, right?
I know.
I love that you mentioned Jay Eagleson, because he's a guy that sort of is coming up as well. You know, he's further ahead, obviously. He's a few singles deep. But is there any of these guys that are a couple singles deep that have been on the radio that you reach out to, that you have a relationship with, that you're sort of able to bounce ideas and questions off of?
I've been talking to that I feel like I have, like I can ask questions to, is Tyler Joe Miller.
Yeah.
He's kind.
He's pretty good. His first couple songs went number one. So, you know, you can't.
Yeah, like that. That's insane. Like, that whole process to me is just like, wow, good for him. And what a nice, humble guy, too. Just so sweet and humble. And yeah. I always find, for some reason, I don't know what it is, but I always, no matter where I am, catch his song on the radio. And that's kind of how we, like, you know, kind of became, like, friends, is, like, every time I was out, I heard his song, and I'm like, I just heard your song again for, like, the 20th time. Like, and so, yeah, no, he's a really cool guy. And Chris Buckband, I really like Chris. He's such a nice guy. He just moved to the Okanagan, and he did a live stream at Jeff's studio, and he invited me to come out and play a song. So, yeah, another good friend in my pocket. Mm-hmm. So that was really nice.
That's awesome. So are you playing, like, live streams quite often? Can people check you out? I mean, they're hearing you on the radio. They want to see you play live. Is there a spot where people, are you doing shows?
Yeah, so I've done a couple live streams since I released my, since I released the single. But just, you know, little fun ones on Facebook and Instagram. I'll go on and kind of set up a cool little background and play some songs and answer some questions. But I'm looking into doing an actual live stream show soon here in the next month or so. I have a friend who is an audio engineer, and he has been a friend with me since college, since I went to school for audio engineering. And he's part of a live stream program kind of thing, and he asked if I wanted to come on, and I thought that would be great. So we're working that out right now.
So you went to college for audio engineering? That is crazy and exciting, and it must be so beneficial because you know what to listen for, right? Like, when you put music together.
Absolutely. I'm so happy that I took that course. I met so many cool people, and I just feel like I have a little, you know, just a little bit more respect, which is really cool too. When people hear that I've done that, because I mean, it was a really hard course. And even though, like, I didn't take that side, when I'm in the studio, like, I feel like I know what's going on, which I'm really happy about. I'm really proud about, when I'm in there. So I've had some really funny stories. I'm going to tell you one. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Because it's hilarious. So when I was in Texas, I was in the studio, and one of the producer, so funny, Tyler McCullum, he couldn't hear me. I was like, we're not getting anything, you guys. Like, something's going on here. And we were trying to fiddle around and figure everything out. And I was like, it seems like all my lows are cut off. I was like, you can only hear me when I'm, like, speaking high. I was like, something's going on. I was like, maybe is there a gate on the track? And they're like, no, there's no gate on the track. Like, and they're trying to figure it out. They changed all the chords and everything. And I was like, you guys, I think it's a gate. Like, I'm just saying. Yeah. Still, we're just like, whatever. They had to bring back, Kat Mansky, who ran the studio at the time, and he comes in, finally figures out it's a gate, and it was That's so awesome. Funny. Pat Matt walks in, and he's like, the singer, you guys, the singer knew what was going on.
You know what? That's fantastic. I would have asked for some money back. I'd have been just like, listen, guys,
I know. Listen, it was hilarious, That's though. Awesome. Like, it was too funny. Like, it's a joke. Like, I'll still send the messages sometimes, and all I'll say is gate.
Yeah, I would too. I'd rub it in every time, because singers aren't supposed to know that stuff.
No.
You guys are just supposed to be trained monkeys. They point at you and you sing.
Proud moment.
So I got to ask you a little bit about your Texas time. How did you just want to, people go to Nashville. People go a lot of different places. You're one of the only people I know from Canada that's gone to Texas to make music.
Yeah, it was how that whole thing happened. And I'm going to tell you, is I, as you know, I told you before how I love Parker McCullum.
Yeah.
And he's just, yeah, I heard his voice, his writing, everything. I loved his style. And so I fell in love with his music last year, a couple years ago. And I became friends with his brother online, and his brother was getting into producing. And he wanted me to come down, and he wanted, you know, it kind of just lined up like that, where he wanted to produce my album, and he was in with the studio, and his friend was an engineer at one of the studios. So it kind of just worked out like that, and I took a leap of faith when I went there and did that with him, just because he was so new. He hasn't really done hasn't really done any producing at that time. He's done like a couple things, so it was a leap of faith. But I'm so glad. I mean, I love the album. He did a really good job. They all did a really good job, and the experience I had is something that I will cherish forever. Leaving Texas was the saddest thing, and I can't wait to go back. And I made so many wonderful friends. Like, the people there are just so freaking nice. Mm-hmm. So nice and so welcoming. Like, they're all your like your family.
So how did you meet Parker McCollum's brother? Quick story on that. Like, did you just thought, well, I want to meet Parker, so maybe it's easier to get to him through his brother? What happened there?
Yeah, I'll tell you, because so I was like, okay, when I started really liking Parker McCollum, he made a post about his brother, and it was like they were both on stage, and I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, he has a brother that plays music too. Like, I need to hear his music. I was so excited to hear what his older brother had for music. Mm-hmm. And so I couldn't find any music. I was looking, and I was like, what the heck? I can't find anything. So I just sent him a message on Instagram. I said, hey, like, I'm looking for your music. I can't find anything. Like, where can I find it? And he was just like, kind of started from there. He's like, oh, you can find it here. I'm releasing an album. And
that's
then,
so cool.
And then he just was kind of just kept talking to me. He was just really nice and was interested in like the Canadian country scene. And, that's just, we ended up becoming like really good friends.
That's so cool. Want to get to know a little bit more about Tegan Gaze, trending track artist right now. Okay, let's do some quick questions for you. Favorite food?
Pizza right now.
Right now, but it could change
right now.
In 5 minutes. Cold pizza the next day, or do you warm it up in the microwave?
Oh, cold pizza all the way.
That's got to be it. If you weren't doing music, you would be doing...
Ooh, if I weren't doing music... Mm-hmm. Maybe I'd go back into, acting.
Acting? That's cool.
I love acting.
All right. Then I guess the other question too is best subject in school and the subject that you got in the most trouble during class.
Oh, gosh. Math class was my worst subject. Yeah. I still have nightmares about math class. I kid you not. And my best class was probably, I enjoyed social studies.
Oh, nice. That was cool. I like that too. All right. And one more. First song you ever covered on a stage or a performance with more than three people?
Tim McGraw by Taylor Swift.
Oh, that's cool. That's a cool song too, right?
Oh, so, and it was the first song I ever learned on the, guitar too.
Wow. So from covering Tim McGraw to now being on the radio, Tegan Gaze, what a remarkable story. I hope people can reach out to you and learn more about you. All your socials is just Tegan Gaze. Is that the deal?
Yep, Tegan Gaze. If you go to my website, tegangaze.com, it takes you everywhere from there. But mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty simple. I'm either TeagueXO or Tegan Gaze.
I love that. TeagueXO is good. The other thing too is I don't think you have a world record for it, but you do have one of the longest titles of a song, right? I Don't Want to Fall in Love Anymore. Was it like, you know, it's a long title.
It is a long title. And so I like sometimes we'll just like do like ID, like all like the first of it.
Yeah.
So long.
Yeah. And then I you gave me a sneak peek of maybe another song you're putting out. It has to do with wine. Now, I didn't know if it was just you did it for the tourism industry out there or you were recording it for yourself. I think it's even better than this single. I'm so pumped for it.
It's like we just did vocals last week. We've done vocals a few times now because we're just trying to get that perfect vocal take. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait to hear when it comes, like hear the what the vocals sound like.
I say you put it out and then you launch a Tegan Gaze wine. That's I'm just
Tegan Gaze wine. I should
call it.
That's smart.
Call it Teagues, right? That's a good TeagueXO. That's a great name for a wine.
That is. Thanks for the idea. I'm gonna think about that. And I actually thought of that title, Shiloh, over quarantine when I was in Texas. we were drinking so much wine, like me and the lady I was staying with who was managing me at the time. And I was just joking around, and I came up with that title, and I actually wrote a song, and then me and Jeff kind of rewrote it when I came back, because I was like, oh, I have this title, we should do something mm-hmm. with it, and then we came up with the song.
And what's the song called, so everyone knows?
Blame the Wine.
Right. Now, again, we don't know. I'm not telling you have to put that out into the universe. I'm just telling you that I thought it was a great song, and Teague's XO is a good name for a wine.
I like it. I really like it. Yeah. I'm going to manifest that.
Teagan, congratulations again on Trending Track, and thank you very much for doing the Country Confidential podcast.
Thank you so much for having me, Shiloh. Thank you so much. And thank you, Stingray Radio, Woo! For making this cool for me.
This has been the Country Confidential podcast. If you love the show, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Have something you've always wanted to know about an artist or country music in general? Send Shiloh a note on Facebook. Join us next time for more confidential information about the best music on the planet and the people who make it.